The Senate Banking Committee said today it will join the investigations into the collapse of the Houston energy giant Enron. There are now half a dozen different congressional committees or subcommittees planning to look into this matter. Enron was forced into bankruptcy last month. The Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into whether Enron executives deliberately misled investors about the company's financial health. One subject that intrigues investigators is the sale of stock by top Enron executives in the month before the collapse. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In the 2 years leading up to Enron's demise last fall, some 29 top officials at the company, including executives and board members, sold more than $1 billion worth of the company's stock. Chairman Kenneth Lay sold 1.8 million shares for more than $100 million, and Chief Executive Jeffrey Skilling sold more than 1 million shares for almost $67 million. That isn't necessarily illegal or even unusual, says Henry Hugh, a securities law expert at the University of Texas.
Very often, executives have too much wealth tied up in the company that they are working for or serving as a director of, so that even if you are optimistic about the company, truly optimistic about the company and about the share price, you may want to diversify.
The question facing federal officials right now is whether Enron executives sold stock because they wanted to diversify or because they knew the much-praised company with its complex network of partnerships and subsidiaries was a house of cards about to fall. Certainly, the $1 billion in stock sold by executives represented an unusually high level of activity, says Michael Burke, editor of the newsletter Investors Intelligence.
That's a huge amount. And then especially if you look at how much did they keep. And in the case of Enron, this was the kind of a case where they were selling, you know, most of what they owned.
Burke says company executives were selling stock even as the price was falling last year. And that suggests that they had questions about Enron's future.
Generally, if you take a good company and the stock falls sharply in price, at some point, generally, the insiders will become interested and will start to buy, even though they tend to be on the early side. It's a sign that they have confidence that the company is going to sustain itself. And in the case of Enron, they displayed absolutely no confidence at all.
And yet at the same time, Enron executives were telling their shareholders and employees that the company was strong and that its future had never looked better. If Enron officials knew about problems on the company's balance sheet and kept quiet about them, it would violate federal securities law. Enron officials did not return phone calls seeking comment about the sales. Company officials have noted previously that some of the executives' shares were sold automatically. The Securities and Exchange Commission allows executives to draw up advanced plans so that their shares are sold on a schedule as a way of insulating them from charges of insider activity. Despite the massive selling by executives, Henry Hugh of the University of Texas says proving illegal insider trading won't be easy.
The kinds of questions you have to answer relate to who knew what when. Simply because these executives happened to be selling shares at a time that the share price and the company was collapsing, in and of itself, doesn't, you know, prove much.
If investigators do find evidence of illegal insider trading, it would also make Enron executives vulnerable to paying civil damages. Just last week, a federal judge hearing a suit by Enron shareholders ruled that she could freeze the personal assets of Enron executives, although she declined to do so for now. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.